Don't worry about it.
Are you guys recording?
Yeah.
You guys are really high tech. Look at you.
I know, aren't we?
I'm like, I'm so blown away.
Pros.
I'm so blown away.
That sweet little voice you hear is Nicole Crawford.
Nicole Crawford.
Hello. Sam, have you spent a lot of time with
such
Nicole?
A sexy last name? No.
That's not.
Have you not?
No.
No.
Not really.
No.
Our main like bonding moment was her birthday this year.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah. Yeah.
The two of you.
At your birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah. When we were like
hiding in the corner.
Okay? Is everything okay?
Yes, because you were scared of Sam up until then.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because like.
Just intimidated by you.
Really? Like, yeah.
You're
why?
Like the cool friend.
Am I?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Like 100%. That's... And you guys have known each other for so long.
Such a compliment.
And then
that's
like.
A good one.
Yeah.
But am I scary? Am I actually scary?
No. No, I don't think you're. Like, no, but like.
So. Your text just scared
am
me.
Am I commanding?
I would say you are.
You, I love it.
And it's just more. Like that you have like this.
I wanted
aura.
To scare you.
Like you have an
but
aura
you did
about
scare
you.
Me.
You're you not. Say? You have an aura. It's like it's not. You're not mean or you're not scary. But there's something like you guys are so bonded that you don't want to like.
Is it that? That's or is it intimidating. That I'm just like a strong like entity.
I think it's both.
It definitely is. It definitely is. No, I know, and I know that you used to work for Cotty like 100 years ago, right?
I mean, I still do.
Oh, well, I always will be like, oh, you mean your assistant? And she'll just like, she hasn't been my assistant in like 10
no,
years.
No, the other day, no, I get introduced
all
by
time,
a lot of people
family.
In your life that are like, oh, this is Cotty's assistant, Nicole.
So wait, give us a little backstory for those of us that don't know.
Nicole started working at the same company as me.
Mm-hmm.
I did not like her at all.
No, she like actively told the person everyone. That hired me to
like,
not hire her.
Why?
I was like, bad hire.
Yeah.
Why?
I was like, your picker's off. I just didn't like her. I thought she was arrogant. I thought she was too big for her britches.
No, you didn't.
No, I did.
You thought I was arrogant?
Not arrogant. I thought you were just a little too confident for your age.
That's hilarious because no part of me was confident when I walked in.
That's probably,
at that
it
job.
Was probably a facade you put up.
Wow.
Probably.
It worked.
Because you were nervous.
Well, oh, then that tracks, actually.
And she would walk in every day and be like, hey, Cotty. And I'm like, stop. Just stop. It's not happening.
Whoa.
I would.
Well, like, you have really climbed the social, like the corporate ladder. So I feel like for you, you want like, I think
yeah,
now
it's
changed and it's different.
But I came in as an assistant.
You did.
Yes, but still, like you're like, yeah. You better pay your dues.
Mm-hmm. I'm like,
and I did.
You did. She totally did.
Okay.
But anyway, so
I think you did.
We started with a very rocky beginning.
Yes.
And then
she needed me. And then she got an assistant and like yeah. I had to choose between two teams and one of the teams was hers. And yeah. she was like, you love me. Don't you want to come work for me? This and that.
I'm like,
I think we're friends now.
I think we're friends now. So yeah.
And then how long has it been since you moved on from her?
Well, she's never moved on, technically.
No.
Well.
No. So since that assistant job, like five years.
Yes. Yeah.
4.5 years.
But you still work together.
Still work together. Yeah. Even when like I ended up getting promoted.
Yeah.
I still worked with her.
Even when I became her boss.
Yeah. No. Still working with her.
Yeah. No, literally. Like from that moment on, I don't think we've ever had a day in our work lives where we haven't.
I don't want to know what work is like without you.
It's very codependent at this point.
It's really fucked up.
HR asked her the other.
You are codependent. Like it's funny for us. As like not needy as of a person as you are, because I feel like you're not like it's weird. You're sort of both because you're not needy, and I often
feel
like
I'm
more needy than you in every way that you're not needy.
I'm emotionally
but you're
territorial.
I'm emotionally territorial. I am
where
too.
I go your parties. I'm like no. She's mine. And thank God we have a podcast now together because now all the people know she's mine. And I'm like, yeah, I'm that one.
I'm the one.
That's
but
why you guys are scary, by the way, when you bring in new
but
people.
But there's a codependence that you do with like your relationships. And it's like a different brand of codependence. And I think it stems from your closeness with your family. That isn't necessarily a negative, but there is a codependence with your parents and a codependence with your sister, which you've, I think, matured.
We have.
Grown.
Well, 'cause you're the baby.
Yes, but there is that. And so I feel like you also have that in your relationships and in like sprinkles of it in your relationships. And it's sweet, but it is like a through line for you.
HR asked her the other day how she's doing without me.
Stop
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Like, are you okay?
Everyone asks me. I'm like, guys, I'm fine.
Are you? Wait, because you're on maternity leave?
Mm-hmm. She's on mat leave.
And I'm taking a good little chunk.
How much maternity leave do they give you?
Not, I mean, the standard amount, like the 8 weeks of
organic birth, you get 6 weeks. Like,
Stop it. Like, really? 6 weeks. Judged by that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get more if you get a C-section.
C-section, mm-hmm. you get eight.
But this is all put in place because of... This is all put in place because of the state.
I find that a little messed up that they would give you more time for a C-section. I mean, of course, yes, you're healing, but the baby's the baby. I mean, it's more about the baby
to
me.
Well, the first part of it is just medical.
Yeah.
And then after that is like your child bonding.
The first part is really based on like how long does it take a woman to heal?
Yeah.
And technically it does take 2 weeks longer. 2 to 3 weeks longer if you have a C-section.
Emotionally, though.
I just think it should be the same across the board. But anyway.
I agree.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but no. Okay, so you just had your first baby.
Mm-hmm. I did.
How old is he?
He is 8 weeks yesterday, actually.
Oh, my God.
He's a grown
What's
man.
His name?
Miles.
Miles. So cute. What's his middle name?
Koa.
Koa. Miles Koa. With an I. Of course with an I. Yeah.
Okay. That's what my fiance said, too. Because like, Miles with a Y is like... Very Utah, I would say.
Yeah, it's like odd.
Very like, ooh.
I visualize it.
What's a different
like
way
Davis.
To say Miles?
Yeah.
Throw a Y in there. Yeah. Make it younger. Make it hip.
Miles.
But Miles was born a month early.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
I was at work. I went into work. Cottie wasn't there.
First day off.
Uh-huh.
Did they think that was going to happen? Was that like, were they talking about that or no?
Not at all. Not at all. 2 weeks prior, we had done a 5K together. Which I was very active. Like we also weren't running it. We were walking up slow circle.
Pregnant. Everyone's like, "We're so proud of you."
I know people were giving me a lot of thumbs ups. But like I was very active. Like I was working out throughout my whole pregnancy. We did the 5K, and then the next day we went to the office, and I was like, "Something is interesting down under."
Yeah.
And so
what was happening?
She was leaking.
I was leaking.
Hmm.
But not in like a. But everyone tells you like
lightly.
Very lightly.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's like more than usual. And then so my doctor's office was right around the corner from the office. So I popped in. They're like, you're fine. You probably peed yourself. And I was like, okay.
They said that to me too.
They say that to a lot of people.
Yeah. So they tested the fluid.
They tested it. No.
For pH.
They didn't.
They didn't.
I went and they put me on like the contraction machine thing. I wasn't having contractions. And
in the office or like at
the
hospital?
In the office.
Okay.
And then she like just looked. And was like, yeah, it's not fluid. I was like, okay. And then I left.
Because they're like, you're not having contractions. It's just, it's probably,
She didn't test anything though. And she just looked, she's like, it just looks like normal fluid. So I was like, okay, like this was normal.
And this was at 36 weeks?
33.
Okay.
And then 2 weeks. Yes. Well, when did I have him? 36.
You had him
So 33.
Weeks
so then.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks later, it happened again.
Yeah.
Started happening. And again, like.
Did it stop?
It stopped.
Oh. Okay.
Then I had my routine appointment the next week. Yeah. I was like, this happened. They were like, oh, it's normal. Like, you're fine. Like,
it's urine. They kept saying it's urine.
They kept saying, well, at this point, it had stopped. So, there was really nothing to report.
Very interesting. Okay.
Week after.
Yeah.
Monday morning, I'm like, leaking again. But they said it's normal. So I like went about my day, worked out. I felt fine. Everything was good. Tuesday, again, I literally was on the treadmill for it was like everything was normal, but I was like leaky. And I called my mom. She was like, you should call them again. She was like, just call the on-call doctor. I was like, but it's not serious. Like they're gonna think I'm like just a baby who keeps like complaining about the same thing. And my fiance was like, let's just call. And so I called. They were like, if you want, like you can come tomorrow. So I call. Make an appointment in the morning. I go into the office, like, literally business as usual. I'm like, okay, like, I'll be back, guys. Like, everything's fine. Like, I feel fine.
Yeah.
I stroll in.
Yeah.
They're like, looks like fluid. Like, they test it. They're like, so it is amniotic fluid. Yeah. They, like, check my cervix.
Yeah.
Oh, you're 4 centimeters dilated. Do you feel anything?
I'm like. Is that a lot? I don't even know.
Halfway.
It's almost halfway.
Okay, see.
I was like.
Look at you with the knowledge.
Medical.
Yeah.
I was like, no. I mean, I guess I now feel a little pressure in my butt, honestly, at that point. Like, no pain.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, you feel it in your butt a little.
Well, not until anyone asked me. And then I was like, then I started feeling it in my butthole. And they were like, okay, we're going to wheel you over. You know, I guess I feel everything.
Yeah.
Because once the water breaks, then you start contracting typically, right?
Yeah. But it wasn't like the, you know, every movie.
Gush.
Like,
whoosh.
Yeah. There was no whoosh.
Yeah.
And I was 4 centimeters dilated. They wheeled me over in a wheelchair to the
hospital. At 36 weeks?
At 35 weeks and 6 days.
So it was that day?
At an airport.
It was that day that he had
The next day.
The next day. Mm-hmm. So 36, exactly.
Mm-hmm. But I guess so, this happens. You can have a high leak rupture and then it can heal itself.
I was just going to say, I don't know that they would have done anything different had they even identified it as amniotic fluid. What if they would have just told me? I think they would have waited and see. They might have said to you, bed rest.
Yeah. Hello. They could have said, you're like working out 4 or 5 days.
But honestly, anything after like 34 weeks, your baby's like fully done. My second was born super early. Do you know that?
That's what Cardi kept telling me.
Yeah. Yeah. So I had a leak too.
Yeah.
It just didn't stop.
I
don't
know, but as soon as she started saying this, I was like, this feels eerily similar.
Well, but she was already so far along. Yeah. What'd you say?
Couldn't they just have been like, reel it in, like take a chill pill and just like sit down? Like, here's the
worst case scenario.
Yeah. Who? What do you mean? Who reeled it in?
Like, they didn't, my doctor could have said like, oh, like high leak ruptures happen. It could have like healed itself. Instead, no one told me anything. I peed myself. So I just like was as active as I was before. Like, part of me is
that's
like...
That's a miss. I want to know who your doctor is. You can tell me later so you don't call them out. Yeah. It's no one we go to?
No.
Yeah. That's a miss. Yeah. Because the minute they... Of course, the first thing they say is, you're probably... Because of the pressure, it's probably you and you just don't know. And I'm like, no, this is not that. Mm-hmm. And they immediately tested. But mine was like leaking like a lot.
I mean,
like, I was like, I had to like, it was like wet.
Mine was wet.
Yeah.
Hers was too.
Yeah. They should have. And so they immediately tested and they're like, yep. You know, they know right away.
No, she didn't test.
So that's a bummer. But I mean, really, but truly, he's perfect. So, I'm sure. I mean, he would have been perfect if he was born, you know.
But like you know, like those last 4 weeks, I feel like I could have like mentally prepped myself a little bit more than like.
You wouldn't have. Don't worry.
I guess.
Feel like you mean because he came early, you were depending on those last 4 weeks to prepare?
Well, I'm usually type A in my life, but like leading up to this, like was in more of a calming state. I was just living in like a nice little like low level.
Even when you called saying you're pregnant.
Yeah, that like, I think those last 4 weeks were really like solidified some more stuff for me and allowed me to like prep a little bit that – Although there's no...
You never know what could have happened in those last 4 weeks. So he could have flipped around. You could have had a C-section. True. You could have been totally...
That's true. I almost had
a C-section. And he probably like flew out, no?
I was in labor 26 hours.
Why?
Because after I got to the hospital and I started Pitocin and all this stuff, he started like miles were like, oh, never mind. I'm not ready yet.
Why did they start Pitocin?
Because I don't know. Oh, because like...
Oh, because it had my been so bag long since hadn't, her water broke.
They wanted to like speed it up. Thank you. Because I'd been leaking for 2 days. So they were like, he's been losing fluid for 2 days.
Without the fluid, it's like oxygen, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
It's like the cushion.
I'm not a medical professional.
But then they still had to break the bag. Well, like, I don't know. So like I was on Pitocin. They were like trying to speed up my contractions along. And then overnight, like...
The Pitocin is so dangerous.
I had such a bad reaction.
From what I hear, it's like most doctors don't want to do it, you know, because of the risk of the blood pressure to the baby and to you.
This is also the problem is that I like stayed off of like the TikTok and the Instagram because the moment I would start going down all these rabbit holes of like Googling everything about what they're going to give you.
Well, that was good. Like, you shouldn't. You should know, but like. No, you did the right thing. You wouldn't have wanted to do that.
But now I know nothing about like the dangers of Pitocin. I just like let them shoot me up with it.
Well, it was less common. For a lot of years, it was a really common practice. And I think it's become less, less popular because of the, you know, I would think that like, I don't know, maybe the reactions have gotten worse in people. But the risks of the blood pressure and it's stressing the baby out.
Oh, well, he got stressed and he maybe was probably due to this because in the end started slowing the progress. Yeah. Like once I got to the hospital, I didn't break another centimeter. Like I didn't dilate another centimeter. But probably because
like you're young
hours.
And you're not like high risk and they're like, well, if it doesn't work, then we'll do a C-section. But, you know, they don't want to do that until, you know.
I forgot the worst part of this whole experience.
What?
My doctor was on vacation. So I had 6 different doctors rotating through my labor because
were
all of them were on call.
Cedars doctors or were they?
Let me say I loved giving. I gave birth at Providence in Santa Monica.
Okay.
Loved the hospital.
People
loved
like
my
it
nurses.
There. Providence is so nice.
They had like it's such a nice
were
room.
Were they Providence doctors or were they people from the practice?
They were people from the practice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I had 6 different doctors.
Well, all my doctor was also out of town when I gave birth to my preemie. So, you know.
Yeah. Then I saw her at my 6-week checkup. She's like, right. Oh, didn't think that would happen so soon. Sorry, I missed it. I was like, yeah.
Oh, your 6-week checkup.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe we need to find you a different doctor for your second baby.
I'm moving to a different doctor, okay, but in the same practice. Because I loved.
Okay. You loved the person you ended
up
getting?
Not gonna be over yes. there anymore.
I loved the perfect. I know, but I loved
getting Oh, why? Birth did at you Providence. Live in Santa Monica?
I lived she in. I live in like Culver. I lived in Venice and then Culver. So like I'm West Side. What
the? I don't know anyone West Side. It's like meeting someone from another country.
Seriously. I drove from the West Side today, guys.
Wow. I'm impressed.
But no, I mean, not for long. I'm going to be a Valley girl soon.
You're going to move here?
I'm just moving into Agnes.
I'm moving to Agnes.
My God. I didn't know this.
Yeah. I'm just taking over her life. Yeah. She's moving out and I'm moving in.
We might need to have a little jousting battle.
No, it's done. It's okay. Done.
There's no battle. Mine. We've already done it.
So, okay, so for those of you who don't know what Agnes is, it's a house that yeah. Cotty currently lives in, which your brother owns mm-hmm. and used to live in.
Yeah.
And now you live in it, and when you move into your renovated house, yep. you're going to move in.
And mm-hmm. Nicole moves in.
And you're going to rent it.
I'm going to rent it.
It's a great place.
It's such a great place.
No one has anything bad to say about Agnes.
No. Everything good has happened at Agnes.
I'm so excited.
I feel safe having you in the valley. I feel better.
Right?
Yeah.
It does feel good. And having all these, yeah. like, you guys yeah. near with, like.
Cotty and I can I babysit if you go out to dinner.
My friends don't have kids. I need mom friends.
I mean, I love your friends. Your friends are amazing.
But we're in, like, a different cycle.
Hard. How old are you?
I'm 30. I just turned 30.
You little baby. She was knocked up.
I had a teen pregnancy.
Teen. You're basically a child.
Yeah.
And did you get married or not? You're just engaged.
No, we're just engaged.
I mean, are you happy with that? Or like, were you wanting to be married before? Did you not care? Or were you
Miles
like,
was an oopsie.
Really?
Oops. Yeah.
Ew, in a Disney shirt. Was it?
Okay.
What do you mean in a Disney shirt?
We had gone to Disneyland.
We went to Disneyland and she went into like the merch store.
Yeah.
I love sleeping in huge t-shirts.
There are like, other
there's
ones.
Nothing. So it was retro. It was cute. On?
Was this the hookup that, yes. that caused
so
Miles?
Wait a minute. So we're leaving and she's like, look what I got. And no, she pulls I didn't. Out.
I didn't
she
say
pulls
it like
out.
That.
Everyone's pulling out what they got. And Nicole's like, I got a sleep shirt. And it's Minnie Mouse on it like this. And it's violet. And I went, that's disgusting. And she was like, don't say that. I love oversized shirts. I was like, Troy's not going to touch you in that. I was like, that is such a boner killer.
You were wrong.
And then the next morning she's like, I'm in her shirt and she's like, he touched me. I'm like,
no, I didn't say it like that, know, but you know. Yeah. Cotty makes things seem gross when they're not.
It wasn't that gross and that shirt wasn't that unattractive. But I'm like.
It had Minnie Mouse on it.
I'm not going to be like, hubba hubba, honey. Like, yeah. Look at me in my Minnie Mouse shirt.
Yeah, you sick. Like, it's not like a Minnie Mouse fetish.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Anyway. Like, yeah, anyway, Miles yes. came from that.
Okay, so, but were you engaged before?
No.
Okay.
But you had been talking about it. Like, this was, like, the past. Like,
you
we
knew,
just did things
yeah,
out of
yeah,
order.
Yeah. Like, and you'd been together for a while.
Yeah.
You lived and, together like, already.
We had already lived together, yeah. and, like, yeah. we knew this is what we wanted.
And who cares?
Yeah. But this was just not the
it
timing.
It is jarring. So, I was 30 when I got pregnant with Luca and, like, had turned 31 1 week before I had him. Mm-hmm. So basically I was 30. I yeah. like to tell everyone. I was yeah. 7 days. I was still almost 30. But I agree with you. None of my friends or sister had
yeah,
kids.
She was in a similar situation.
Luckily, my sister-in-law had kids already, which that was helpful. But it felt like the end of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. In yeah. fact, I didn't even tell my husband for the first 24 hours after I found out because I was like.
Oh, I. Cotty was the first person I told, actually.
Right? You were the first yeah. person I told.
I was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I got the test and yeah. I was like, holy shit. Call
it's,
her
it's,
immediately.
It's a lot, I think. I mean,
pregnancy packed.
Well, I think the fact that it's your first and then the fact that you are younger and you're not like surrounded by all these people with babies and it's just like, okay, I'm ready for this because mm-hmm. you're already sort of like hanging out with people with babies and things. Like it feels sort of like the end of your life in a way, but it's so not. Yeah. I mean, it's so
no, it's no. not. But I don't think that part hit me really, and this is going to sound awful, until like after I gave birth. Like, I think I was living in ignorant
you're
bliss.
You're living it. You just don't know
when
what
you're
expect.
Pregnant.
You're like, I'm going to have
yeah,
a baby.
And like your friends don't, like,
well, no,
my
after
friends
the shock
don't know
of knowing,
about it.
After you find out you're pregnant, the pregnancy itself, you're not that no. wigged out because
I couldn't stop crying.
Oh, I was. Oh, I was
like,
not
why
crying.
Why are you crying?
When you were pregnant?
Remember when I was pregnant at the time? I was like, I can't believe it's happening. It's just, I'll get used to it.
So
was,
yours I happened before. That. I blocked that out.
Oh, I was crying.
I have a knack for blocking yeah. things out.
You really do.
Compartmentalizing.
You were also pregnant too.
Was I?
You were pregnant with Dom.
Dom.
And so
Dom's
you
number
so
two, right?
Three.
Third
time's a charm.
You were in your third?
When I got pregnant
and
with
Dom. And so she were like, you. She was done after. You were just starting and you were done.
Wow, amazing.
Well, let's see.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Wait, are you pregnant? What?
No. Oh. I sort of want one more, but everyone thinks I'm crazy.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. I want her to have one more. You should see Ted with Miles at the house right now.
Well, see, but I have perfection already. Yeah, I've achieved the third, and he's
your Cotty.
I don't think I can do better.
I mean, I love Families of Five. Family of Five is good. It's good. Starting five.
I'm a little like it's like I'm getting a little overzealous like with thinking about a four. Yeah, but
and my Troy's always like the more that you pop out, the higher risk that like it's gonna be crazy.
Oh really?
Yeah. So well, I mean,
that makes sense statistically.
Once you're already good, once you have your three that you love so much, why mess with it?
I know.
I also came from a family of three. You come from a family of three.
I do.
It's just you and your sister.
Yeah, right? And that was I had to do more than two because that whole situation was a toxic.
It's a bouncer.
Yeah, you need a buffer.
You need a buffer, a bouncer, a buffer.
Also, I think your kids need to be more than like a year, like and change apart. Like 100%. I think they need to be at least two plus two and a half. I mean. You know, I,
my mom was on a strict schedule. We were all 2 years apart.
Great, but like
good for her.
But yeah, one year is complicated because sibling rivalry.
Are your first two only a year apart?
No, my sister's only a year older than me, and it's like
it's too close.
Hard.
It's you're gonna too fight close. With a sibling regardless. Mm-hmm. But when you're that close in age, it's like
if like she was a boy or I was a boy, you know what I mean? Yeah. I think that would have diffused it a bit. But yeah. Our specific family dynamic and like the separation and the divorce and there was just like a lot of like every man for themselves and we were so close in age. And so I think it really like created this like
competition. Were you guys like,
it was just like a tumultuous like environment. I'm not competitive. I stand by this, Cotty.
What?
I'm not competitive with my sister.
Oh no, not at all.
Oh, in the world, maybe a little,
you are.
But with Jenny.
I don't know. It's not a clear-cut question.
Do you think I'm competitive with her?
I don't.
You can be honest. I don't know how you can't be when you're that close in age.
I think you both are in a weird way when you're that close in age.
Okay, like, well, maybe it's a different type of it's a different type of competition. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't speak the same language.
I don't think it's one-sided, is what I'm saying. I don't think it's one-sided.
I'm sure that I've, just because of conditioning and the, like, the way the dynamics that I've been forced.
Reactive.
It's maybe it's more reactive competition. But yes, I think she's probably more ambitious, more competitive, you know, in the world than, and then I think I've felt a little bit like that was a lot for me like to handle. And I always say that if we were, there was more age, I think it would have definitely diffused it. Would it have been non-existent? Probably not.
No, I mean, there's always that factor with your siblings. Although maybe not for you, because you were like,
I'm so far.
You're so far from them. Like you were like just like the fun little baby that like came like once they were older, and then like everyone just loved you at all times.
Yeah, our sibling lineup is perfection only because Bert and Annie are so drastically different that there's no competition between the two of them. They just coexist.
Yeah,
and they always have.
Yeah,
and then you have me, and it's like I'm just. The little one. I'm 10 years later.
You know, Annie's like, remember the girls that were on there were like, your number, like you're a this, you're a that. Annie's a 10.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like the higher the number, the like.
Wait, what are you guys talking about?
The less like life lessons you have kind of in the weirdest way. Right?
Yeah.
Like you've like in theory, you've, I forget, Ainsley or something. Like you've lived so many lives and you've already like come back and like really don't, you're sort of weirdly
I'm like
free.
I'm floating in the middle. I'm like a 6. What were you, a 7?
Is there a test that you do for this?
I don't know.
Oh.
These girls were on. They were cool and interesting, but also like non-conclusive about everything.
So
there was a lot of information like scattered, like splattered on the walls
of
this room.
It was vague at the end. I was like, what do I do with my number? And they're like, you just coexist with it.
Okay. Yeah, you're like, coexist.
Well, I took one of, I'm going to take it to a dark place. Yeah. I took those, I think I have a touch of postpartum depression.
Okay.
So I took one of those like screening tests that my therapist sent me.
Yeah.
And they give you numbers at the fucking end.
I know.
And then they just like.
Is it on a computer?
I had to do it on my phone. Yeah. And then they gave me scores. And I'm like, so I'm just supposed to have this number until I talk to you in 2 weeks?
Every time you go to the doctor.
They take it again?
Even the pediatrician will do it. They'll give you a thing and you're like, I know this number system.
Well, first of all,
but they shouldn't leave you with that number before you talk to somebody.
Everybody has a little bit of postpartum.
Everyone.
Okay? It's a lot.
And you should just
it's not a lot.
Get on medication.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I've never been in my life, so I think it's now time. And I don't think that I've had undiagnosed, like.
What are you feeling?
I'm feeling.
Do you feel like isolated?
No.
Good word.
I'm not actually. I was very. I've been very in tune with like my tears in my life, but like there have never been as many tears as there have been in the last 8 weeks.
Yeah, cool. Well, I mean, if you didn't, I'd be like, you're weird.
Yeah, and like, I think and
there's so much. There's so much. A flood of emotion.
It's not like it's just every emotion at one time. Yeah. I look at everyone in my life and I talk about it. And I'm like, I'm not unhappy.
Yeah.
No.
I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm excited, I'm anxious, I'm like, I'm everything all at once coursing through my body, and I've never had to deal with that before. Uh-huh. And I was really lucky where my mom was with us for the first couple weeks where he's been here.
Where does she live?
She lives in D.C.
Okay.
So she came out early. She literally made it for when he came.
Amazing.
Arrived in the delivery room and then honestly just left until this last Monday. Okay. So we've had an extra set of hands that has just been – like God sent. And so when she left, it also, I think, has reinvigorated like
so cut what to I was calling me. Yeah, it's reconstituted. Nicole calls me at 1 o'clock on Monday. She's like, hey. I was like, oh, she left. She's like, yeah, I'm okay. Just, you know, I'm working through it. Yeah. I don't know if I'm sad.
It's just like, a lot. Like, you just had someone else to like that I like. I know. She's my mom who I could like just like. Yeah, it was just something else to like have with me, and like so now that she's
gone, hard. I mean, my mom didn't stay as long as she said she would the first few I think any of the times, but it is hard when they leave initially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean I'm what on day four, and I'm like I already feel a little better.
Yeah,
so it's it's like crazy that like also, I feel so drastic, and
but
a
also
time.
That's good for you because then you realize I can do this.
Well, I think that was part of it is that I love having her here.
Yes.
But I also felt like I wasn't able to fully step into my own in terms of like what this was going to be like as a mom.
Mm-hmm. You know what is funny though? What I noticed is that when you're – because I didn't have my parents come out with Lola because it was COVID and they couldn't get here.
Yeah.
So what I did notice with Lola, I hit really bad postpartum because there's something different when the mom's mom is there. It's – they are there to take care of you. Mm-hmm. When everyone else comes, they're there to see the baby. Mm-hmm. They're dote on the baby and feed them. And I'll feed them. I'll do this. I'll do that. No one is there singularly to take care of you besides your mom.
Because you're still a baby.
Even your in-law. And my in-law's hyper-focused, aware on me, almost to a point that she does it intentionally. And it's smart. I've always said this. She's really smart about it, is that she is always on my side, you know? And it's just different, you know?
No, it is.
It's just different when you have your own mom there. Not even your in-law can really replace your own mom. It's just – and that's when I hit a wall with Lola, when I was like, I am so sick of everyone coming to take care of this baby. Mm-mm. Like, I am falling apart in this room, and no one
– and, like, you're not going to be able to talk to anyone like your own mom. So, of course, you're not going to – like, when all these
people – it's different
when
they're not here.
Yeah.
You know? It's hard.
But I have nothing to worry about. She's going to be back in 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, but in the meantime, you're going to get your, like, sea legs back.
100%. And that is already feeling better, like, going out of the house with him. Like, I've now driven for the first time alone with him in the car without Trevor.
That's
like,
the worst.
But it's, like, just things, being able to do things on our own, like, together is making me.
It's empowering.
It's so fun, too. 100%. Like, I remember, like, I was just me and Luca, my first, and I'd be like, I got, like, a wingman at all times. Yeah. It was fun.
I remember when you first came over when Ted was born.
Yeah.
And I felt such a sense of relief where I went, it's like I could breathe again. Because you fucking fly in with your little nails and you're just cleaning his shit and you're just like.
She always says this story. I like cleaned, I did a change his diaper or something.
Changed his diaper and she was moving so fast. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. I had like nails on his. She always talks about my nails and his penis. And I'm like, this is just too. She always.
Well, no, she scared me. Like, she's like, you have to cut those things before the baby comes. Like,
because there was such a sense of.
You do not.
I know. I'm kind of ready to get them back on.
I know it sounds gross about her nails and his penis, but.
Well, they look pretty. They're long.
Well, you know, I got them done because my mom was here.
There was such – what I say about her nails and his penis was he had just been –
what do you think she was doing, like, scraping?
She was like – no, but she was like, you know, cleaning them up because he was just circumcised. And there was such a sense of ease watching her that I went, oh, wait, I don't need to be so fucking careful. Mm-hmm. You know? She was like, it's fine. It's fine. He's fine. And I'm like, whoa, okay. And you're like,
you feel like you're
going to
break them when they first get
here. It's your first and you're kind of like manic. And
you made fun of me the same way. You were like, of course you're hand sanitizing everything. Or like,
they dropped the pacifier at our house. They brought Miles over.
Okay, he was on day
Four.
They dropped the pacifier in our house. Yeah. They're like, well, guess we don't have a passy for the ride home. And I was like, or you can run it underwater. They're like, great idea. Well.
So what do you think about like going on something? Do you feel like that would help you? Or do you think you're like going to get through, like you're getting through it already?
I think, what's the
timeline? Don't they say there's a timeline?
It does pass to get on quickly.
No. Like for postpartum.
Well, when
like,
I Googled it, it was like, if you don't get it treated within like a couple months, you're like fucked. You're like this for years.
No.
And I'm like, okay, I need a therapist.
I'm not just like the flush of the like the hormones and the chemicals in your body are like all like, wah.
No, I'm not opposed to it. But like when my mom was here, I was able to like, obviously, like I said, like go get my nails done or like go for a run. And without her, I'm like, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to do any of those things because like my fiance won't be able to like work and watch him for a second. But we've already gotten to a routine where like, he's like, go for a run. Like, I have 30 minutes where I can, like, sit on the couch and, like, watch him sleep. And you can go do those things. And just being able to do that has helped my mood so drastically. It's, like, alarming. And
that's good that you're – because it's, like, those little things that are so important that are going to change your day, that are going to make or break your day.
I feel like a brand new person if I can, like, go to the gym or go on a
run. My personal opinion of, like, how I'm sensing you right now is that I think you're not going to need anything.
Yeah.
But, again, if you do – It's like you wouldn't need – you could go on something for like a month or two and then not. I mean, it does go quickly.
Yeah.
It goes by –
I'm not opposed. Yeah. I'm definitely not opposed. Yeah. But this is like – I've never had a therapist before.
Yeah.
So this is all new for me. So I'm just going to lean in and like
– I think just lean in. I don't get the sense that you're as dark as like –
It is. It's only when I'm like sitting in the rocking chair, like in the dark, in the corner, like rocking him to sleep, and I'm like, oh my God.
You're like, totally.
Darkest mountain.
Yeah. Playing like piano lullabies.
I went on this Abilify, remember? And it like, and I started like shopping, like site. I mean, I shop a lot anyways, but I was like, started like just like purchasing an insane quantity and like just over than like. Out of the norm for me.
Yeah.
And then I Googled like side effects of the medication and it was like, can induce gambling, heavy spending. Oh, I swear.
How is that a side?
I don't know. It like, because I think it like, I don't know, boosts you like,
you're like, just like want things. You want to plan.
You're just
and
like,
have...
you're like confident and like, yeah, fuck yeah. Your decisions. Like, let it ride.
I'm so decisive. Check out.
Yeah. Ride. Yeah. I don't know exactly what part of the brain that works on, but I was like, well, there you go.
Do you know what's so funny? I've been tapering off my anti and my shopping just within the last week has like dropped by like
40%. Okay, so maybe it's the same side effect.
I am a fucking hot hand on that online shopping.
Now you're so sensible.
Mm-hmm. I'm really sensible. Rational.
You guys, I already told you, but I did get a spray tan before I came here and this chair may or may not be orange the next time we see it.
It's going to be like.
This is why I'm barefoot and I'm all snuggled up. And I have no bra on.
And I have no bra.
You can't put a bra on for a spray tan.
You can't, no. I went to Sugared and Bronze.
Oh,
my God. Have you
ever been
there?
Yes, I told you to go.
She loves it.
Oh.
It's the best.
It's, I always pass it. And this girl I know had the best color and was like Sugar and Bronze.
The only spray tan I've ever enjoyed. And the only one I've been a repeat customer at.
It also feels like you're getting a cryo treatment because it's so cold. I'm like, cold plunge. Anti-inflammatory.
Although, but don't do the sugaring.
Anti-inflammatory.
Sugaring hurts so bad.
Oh, that's the other thing. I don't totally understand sugaring. Have you done it?
No, but everyone I know.
They take sugar and
they mix it with honey and like and sugar crystals like and they rub it all over your skin. And that's
how they pick super
up.
Soft after?
I don't know because anyone I've ever known that's done it was like, no. Oh. They said it's the most painful experience they've ever
like
had.
Like for the Brazilian, you're like, grind away.
Roll them up. No. It must get caught in all the crevices.
Could you imagine? Going through the brutalness of one side of a Brazilian and then being like,
I'm good.
Next one.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm all good. I've had enough. I'm good.
No, I'm good. I'm also lasered now, so. Yeah.
It didn't come back after you got pregnant?
Honestly, not too bad. I only need a couple touch-ups, I think, and
I've been lasered too, and I feel like it's come back on my like lower legs the more? Only – oh, more than any – I don't really think I've gotten it back anywhere else.
I mean, I –
Have you not lasered?
I highly suggest.
Oh, my God.
But you're kind of hairless, aren't you?
Great.
I feel like you're hairless.
She's a hairless cat.
You're pretty.
No, I'm not.
You don't have a lot of hair.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Oh,
yeah, do.
Your legs would be a perfect candidate.
Wow, you have black hair in your legs.
Yeah, I know. Okay, we can cut that out. Just kidding. You can keep it
out. Don't cut it out.
No, I really do. I'd be the – someone – Do you know what? Whenever I go to the dermatologist, they're like, you would be a perfect candidate.
Because you're so white and you're
mm-hmm. and you've got black hair.
And that's like, the most effective.
It could be like mm-hmm. three sessions and you'd be done.
Well, so I stopped changing. I stopped doing the upper half of my leg because I have hair, but it's like light hair and it doesn't do anything. So I was like pain and it was like I still have like fuzz, but it's not going to go away with the laser.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you never shave your legs?
I do like my lower. No, I will because this won't come off with like, some of it did. But
you're probably shaving like once every couple weeks.
Wait, what about the lower part?
Once every couple weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Me too.
Yeah.
And I used to be like, I used to get 5 o'clock shadow on my legs.
It's great.
It's amazing.
And I think if I refer you, I get a discount because I need a touch up. So I'm going to refer you.
It's not it's uncomfortable. Yeah. Oh, I used to do Seth.
Oh,
too.
It's barely.
But you just got to make sure you go to the one with like the cold hose.
Oh, it's like barely. And they're like, does that hurt? I'm like, nope.
Except you're white. Okay. I'm brown. It kind of hurts for the brown girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because they have to knock up the settings.
Who's not a candidate for it?
I guess if you have like dark skin and light hair, but like that would never happen.
Or if you're like light hair, light skin too, I guess. Just light.
I see why, because the dark skin.
Because the laser, all it's doing is pinpointing the darkness. So since you have dark hair on your white legs, it's like, oh.
Oh,
if you have dark hair and dark legs, it's why they like try and say like, don't come after you've been in the sun because like that's when you'd be at your darkest. Also, your skin's a little like
sensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will you refer me? I want
to
do my armpits.
But I used to go to Seb.
Oh my God. I never have to do my armpits.
Honestly, the armpits are the most painful part though.
Cool. Oh, I don't think so.
I think so.
I would do my arms,
but
but mine are like, did you do your arms?
No, I didn't do my arms, but
my
the nail lady when I was in getting ready for my high school prom was like, do you want me to wax your arms? I'm like, that's the least of my worries, girl. I was like, I guess.
Okay, so what's your game plan with the baby? Like, are you going to get a nanny?
Oh,
like,
I'm just taking over Cotty's life. I'm getting Mimi.
Yeah.
You're going to pay her that kind of money?
Well, here's what we're doing. I know. What? Don't tell Troy.
Why don't you take Herman?
Who's Herman?
Not Herman.
My friend Herman, he's a nanny.
I mean, okay. We were going to do the company-sponsored daycare. But we're not in yet. And I also am just so –
Is that the one on Pico or is that on a different – look? Is it Burbank?
There's one in Burbank.
Okay.
The thought of him being one of four in like a room of like two-year-olds just makes me feel sad. So I would just prefer him be home until he can at least walk.
I agree.
Give me at least him on his feet, and then I'll take him out to a daycare.
Yeah. So wait, is she hiring Mimi?
Yeah,
Mimi. Like, Mimi's watching him right now. The deal is done.
I mean, it's not a contract, but the deal is essentially.
And you're not going to have her anymore.
This is a slow transition.
It's a slow transition.
This is like going to be a part time when we're in the valley, and then full time when I'm back at work.
Yeah.
When are you back at work?
The Monday after Thanksgiving, December 2nd.
Wait, how?
What do you mean, how?
I took PTO, too.
What's that?
Paid time off.
Vacation
days.
So you get six weeks. Break this down for me.
You get 6 weeks from California. 8 weeks if you have a C-section.
Oh, my God. You didn't have to do any of this.
No. And then you get 8 weeks from the company again. Company full paid, 8 weeks. Then you get 4 weeks from the state, partially paid. You can, like, qualify for partial pay. And then after that, so that's what, 3 months?
Yeah.
After that, California protects you for at least another 9 months. If you want to take 9 months, you just don't get paid. So who wants to do that?
And they can't fire you.
They can't fire you. Disney can't
fire
you.
So how many months
years.
Are you getting off total?
So I'm getting 3 months from my leaves.
Yeah.
And then I had so much PTO
that
I'm using my PTO to get me to the end.
So how much is that?
I had 7 weeks of PTO. So I'm also breaking it up. So I'm going to do a slow burn back. Like, I'll come 2 days a week. Or I'll be like on 2 days a week.
Does that mess
But Cotty's my boss, so like she'll just call
but
me.
But do you have someone subbing in for her? Mm-hmm. And then what happens to that person when you come back?
They're gone.
Yeah. How rude. Did you not have to do disability or anything?
Disability?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you apply for disability. That's what I had to do.
Did you do that or no?
With who? The state?
With any of your kids?
No.
Oh.
What do you mean?
I'm self-employed. Well, you can if you're self-employed. Because I asked me that question if I was
self-employed.
Who's going
to pay me?
California.
State. California does. It's what you put into your social.
Well, it's a little late now. Thanks for telling me.
Can you do back pay? Can the state do back pay?
Guys, it just was brought
But the
to my
state
attention.
Pays you?
Yeah. They'll just pay you up to a certain amount. But then the only reason – and then Disney will cover the rest. But you just wouldn't have a Disney
Well, I'll do some money, California.
They, so glad. You owe, like, they at least owe
I
you,
think
like,
this is going to pay for my Scandinavian adventures.
I know. It's yeah. great.
All right. Okay, well, I like this plan. I mean, you're in good hands, obviously. Mm-hmm. I think that, yeah, I think that the price with this particular nanny is a bit psycho.
Okay, don't tell. Yeah, I know. But
Other than that, I'm on
board. She's gave me a great resume. She has lots of experience.
She does have lots of experience.
She can help with the sleep training. These times right now are like heavy investment in your kids.
Yeah.
All your money is like going to them and making sure that they're safe. Taken care of. And then that way he'll grow up to be a very successful whatever, and he'll take care of me as I'm dying.
Right? Jesus.
Is that all?
Maybe those pills aren't a bad idea.
I want to pluck that lash off your face.
I know. I can't stop staring. And
Nicole's
I'm making eye contact.
I'm going to pin you down and I'm going to pluck it out of your face.
She won't. I think she'd cry. I don't think she'd ever talk to us again.
Why can't I trim it?
Because it's her lucky eyelash.
I know, but it's like it creeps me out.
I'm sure it does.
It is crazy, though, that it's the same. What?
Is it always
there? Oh, you're taking the mascara off.
Let me take the mascara
off. Is it always there?
No.
It only happens like once every few years. Last time I had one, I was pregnant with Lola.
No, I remember it. I hated it. It was like half gray and I needed to be plucked
from
your face.
It is like scary long. Like I need you guys to take a picture of it and like tell the people because
I know it's
like so long.
You wouldn't. It's not believable. Oh, wait, look at her. She tucked it in. She like tucked it in.
I tucked it in and I took the mascara off the tip.
You did.
I'm sorry, guys. You
but
love
it's
me,
crazy.
Or you leave
it's
me.
Crazy how it's just that one eyelash.
It's always this
and it's
eyelash,
always
and it's always
one.
Right here.
Doesn't it happen
got
to Bert?
The same
too?
Exact one.
Great. I feel better now.
It's genetic.
It only happens every couple years. That's why I won't cut it.
Can we plug
what
Bert's?
Do you think is on the verge? Oh my God, I know why you have it now.
No.
What? He wouldn't?
Because you're about to move in. Start of a new chapter.
Wait, he wouldn't let us pluck it if we asked?
No fucking
way. He considers it lucky?
Yeah.
You guys are freaks. Wait, you're moving in when?
No, but I mean, it's on the verge.
Yeah,
that's on
it's
the
like when big life changes happen to me, I get one of these.
Oh, is that
it's
what
called
you
stress.
Think it's popped out? So what are we thinking? September 1?
It's a stress hair.
Do you have a hard move-in date?
No. I'm like every day, I'm like, do you have my 30-day yet? I need a 30-day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because
we're in an apartment right now.
I don't know. I wish I had a better grasp of like timeline. Because I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, like insulation is in. And
okay.
I'm about to do drywall.
What are they telling you?
I'm not asking.
Oh.
I don't want to know.
I need you to ask.
I know.
Please.
I know.
Just ask so that we have some.
Well,
sense.
I asked him a few weeks ago and he said, you'll be in before the holidays.
You think it won't be before the holidays?
No. Oh, no. We're definitely.
Because I have to come get my Christmas tree.
No.
No, Trinidad. Trinidad is where a lot of the nannies are from.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah.
I love saying Tobago.
Over there. Like, isn't that Caribbean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we don't have a Caribbean population out here. I wish we did. We need some Jamaicans out here.
The food is amazing.
So good. I know. I was like.
Anyways, the whole thing is, but I do think they communicate and then they're like, you make that much? Okay, I want to make this much.
The bar has,
it went a little crazy.
So happy. Inflation, what do you got to do?
Inflation everywhere. But I just think that it has become quite extreme.
Yeah, it has. Not extreme. I mean, it is what it is. Cost of living, baby.
And then whenever you have some, like one employee, you know, like we have, you know, Duran has like all these employees that work for the company, but then it's like when you have an employee that works for you in your home, I mean, it's like completely, he still will never understand it because I have such a strong relationship with these people, like more than him.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much more personal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It becomes like, you know, family in a way. Yeah. And he's like, never say that. They're not family, but they are.
But they're taking care of like your most prized
prized possessions. They are. I mean, for me, they are. And I still have like a really good relationship with our nanny that was with us for a long time. And
remember
I
remember the name of my nanny who like helped my mom.
Really?
When I grew up.
What was her name?
Alicia.
What was yours? She's like, I don't
fucking remember.
Well, Clemencia also used to work for me.
Betty.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She was my first, she was Luca's nanny.
Oh my God, I love Mensa.
See, you're turning into Cotty and Cotty's turned into me.
Mm-hmm. So essentially,
so it's
you're
just like a life cycle.
Yes, it's a life cycle. I'm about to turn to dust.
No. We're all just like giving each other the same
mommy
knowledge.
Money. Yeah.
Well, thank God you gave it to her because I'd be a hot mess. Well, Cotty's my put together mom friend. So how does that make you feel?
She's mine.
Exactly. Aww,
thank you. I'm a tanned mess right now. I'm about to like melt on this chair. Well, I'm not worried about you. That makes me feel good.
Doesn't when that make you feel good?
I when Cotty told me, you know, your situation right now, I was like, okay, I get it. It's this is hard. And probably, do you plan on having more kids?
Yeah, I can't have an only. Imagine. Yeah. Do you know any only boys?
I don't. It's not a good sitch.
Do you know one?
A few.
I know one. Yeah.
Oh.
I think. Your
I don't know
kids,
any.
You would and have. That I think me. You would have good kids no matter what. If I, but if you could have more, you should have more.
I want to have more, and I think, want three. My fiance wants two.
I just think with each kid, you're going to experience a different wash of extreme
so
emotion.
Bad. I know you're a boy mom, but I do want a girl. So
no,
bad.
I wanted a girl too, but I'm happy. I'm happy.
Once you get a dom, gender doesn't matter.
It's true. It's true. But I'm not worried about you. When she told me the situation you were in, I'm like, okay. I remember that first panic and that flush of, you know, urgency, and it felt like everything was sort of like
closing in,
mm-hmm. and that can be overwhelming, but I feel like you have a really good handle on it. Thanks. Your energy right now.
It's the arrogance that I walk through when
I'm
stressed.
I think it's the arrogance you move through life with. No, I don't, but I feel like you, I don't know. I'm not worried about you.
Thanks. That does make me feel
I'm really not. I have all the confidence
honestly,
in the world.
Honestly, this
you.
Is the first day where I feel like I am not going to cry at the drop of a dime.
Oh, good.
So
see?
That's good. I think it's the ring lights.
You're like, ah, they're drying out. And I know they're like, they're really intense.
But until like today, I could have like thought a sad thought and immediately started crying. Not a sad thought.
I just think
there's
nothing sad about it. There's like
it's not. You're right.
You're,
I have to stop
you're gaining
sad.
Everything. You're really like your life is going to be so much more full. You're not losing anything. Yeah, it's all happiness. Really, truly, it is all happiness.
I mean, I look at him and I feel nothing but happiness.
I feel nothing.
And I'm just like, wow. I like.
I would kill someone.
I would
for you.
Kill someone for you.
Yeah.
And I look at you. You're like the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
But then I like close my eyes and I'm like, oh my God, there's so much money I have to spend.
And you're losing sleep. And
I'm
so it's all
sleep,
it all messes
and, like,
with
my
you.
Friends. And like when you don't get out of the house, I think this is also helpful.
Yeah.
When I don't get out of the house, like I come from a family of slugs. Like we love to sit on the couch and like watch TV.
Yeah.
And when we don't leave the house, I'm like, we're going crazy just sitting here in like the air conditioning. Like,
so you like to leave the house?
I like to leave the house. It makes me feel.
Who's the family of slugs? Better. Like your parents?
My parents.
Okay.
My mom, my
sometimes I feel like my husband slugs out on the weekends and I'm like, you better get, and like,
I
you
start,
know, and,
yeah.
and by the way, he should be able to because, you know, he's gone all week, but it bothers me.
Troy is not a slug. Troy like needs to be out immediately. So like I'm in the in between where like, just take me out of the house once. Like,
yes.
My aunt was.
It's funny what a difference that makes.
Changes the game.
Changes everything, even if it's only for a half hour.
My aunt came to visit and we went to 4th of July at Cotty's house, which was what, 4th of July was a Thursday?
Yeah.
We didn't leave the house again. Or they didn't leave the house again until like Sunday. I just want to go to lunch. And it was like, no one could get ready. No one was moving. I was like, fine, we'll just go get ice cream. I was like, that's right down the street. Like, let's just go.
Just walk.
I was like, we're leaving in 30 minutes. My aunt goes in the shower to wash her hair. I'm like, no. I was like, we need to
just
leave.
Just get out. Throw a cap on. Let's go.
I left them. I went and got it from everyone because I was like,
You know what you need. You know what you need.
But now that I can take him, like where it's almost, it's also
it's
helping.
It's more mobile now.
It's more mobile. Like going to the office on Tuesday was great. Like even going to doctor's
office.
Your office.
Oh, mine. Yes.
Yeah, that feels good.
It just feels good
like
to be
signs
out of the
of
house.
Life.
I know.
Signs of life. Yeah. It makes you feel like.
Because at home, you're like, what? You're just like every 3 hours doing the same cycle.
Yeah.
And like, if it's not going perfectly to plan, then it is stressing me out. But when I get out of the house, it like, honestly, the routine works better when I leave.
Yeah, it does. Because then you come back with like more gusto or bandwidth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even when I leave with him, I feel like the routine goes better when we get home.
Yeah.
Which is strange.
I miss him and I haven't even met him.
I know. You gotta come meet him.
I wanna meet him.
So yeah, you do.
So well, you know that Cotty and I are here for you. And if you want to ice her out of the equation and just call me, I'm also here for you.
Thank you. She's good. I might. I will.
We have all the
information you need.
That's true. I really do not live in the Google. I don't live. No. I can't.
You just
don't.
Call
I can't.
Us. You call us.
No, I call somebody because I can't.
That's it.
Troy like loves Reddit. And I'm like, no, you won't find me in Reddit.
How did Reddit become a thing? Reddit seems just like random rantings of
right?
like
it's just
random
like, just,
people.
Exactly.
So disconnected.
And all of a sudden, this is who we're going to listen to? in terms of like what's going
on?
The
only time I listen to it, if I'm like Googling something about like how to fix something on my car or like how to fix like
not
a,
like how to fix your baby.
No, like how to fix raise my door your handle. Child.
Yeah.
Like what's going on? I don't know. Reddit is
Reddit.
I don't understand.
I don't Reddit. Guys love Reddit. Ask Mike. I bet he lives in
I
Reddit
think that's
sometimes.
Where the Roman Empire thing came from.
Reddit?
Maybe.
Interesting.
I don't even know what it is. It's like
it's just like
boards?
Chat. No, it's like it's like chat.
You're just like random boards. Nonsense. Yeah. Random
I
nonsense.
Someone asks a question and like a bunch of
and you don't know who's answering it or
no,
like
or
how,
where
how,
they are, how
credible
old they are.
It's like, hello, I'm a doctor. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Oh, man.
Well, thanks for coming on.
Oh, my God. Of course. This was fun.
Don't worry about it.
Or aren't we meeting?
All right. What are your guys?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Nicole?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Oh, I get it. We're not worrying.
We're not worrying.